Well, good morning, everybody. This is Jim Blodgett for Zip Boing Wow Show. I'm on my way to work. It takes me about 20 minutes to walk. And today, we're trying out new equipment. We are totally portable. Nobody seems to care that I'm walking here talking to myself. Here comes a jogger, so I'm gonna have to shut up. Morning. Once I get on the little quieter street here, maybe we won't have so much noise. Me a little better. Okay. Hey, how about a word about some of this equipment? Because I'm trying out some new stuff here so I can be totally portable. I've got a little mixer in my backpack and I'm mixing two sources. I've got a mic here that I'm talking into, clipped to my lapel, and I've got a MP3 player plugged into a stereo input on the mixer, and then from the, oh, by the way, that mixer is a battery powered mixer from Radio Shack, costs about $40. It's fairly lightweight. And it's in my backpack, like I said. I've got cables running out of that down to my jacket pocket on the right side where I've got my mini disc recorder. And then on my left side, my jacket pocket, is my MP3 player. I've got the remote for the MP3 player clipped to the front of my jacket, so I can just reach up and hit it, play the next track. And then I've got earphones running from the mini disc recorder. So I look pretty wired here walking down the street. Well, let's see what's up next on the MP3 player. I loaded it up. I'm not too sure what we've got. Let's give it a shot here.
Good morning.
Well, that was a little tune that I composed, one of my first ones, back in 1991, when I first got into digital music, and I bought a Roland U20, and I sequenced that with a program called MasterTrax Pro on a Mac 2FX. I'm surprised I can remember all that. Kind of wish I had access to the mixer so that I could pot out this mic and pot up the music. But hey, this is an experiment. Very first one. We'll see how this sounds when I get to the office. I was experimenting a little yesterday doing this sort of thing, walking around campus, and I noticed that nobody cares if you talk to yourself. And I think that's because everybody's using cell phones these days, and they're used to hearing people talk as they walk along. What a crazy society. Anyway, let's see what's next up on the MP3 player. Oh, we already heard that. Let's skip ahead. Ah, the Space Toasters March. Remember After Dark? I wrote this to go with the Space Toasters screensaver. Kind of a nice tune to walk along to. Puts a little zing in your step. Well, that was the Space Toaster March by yours truly, Jim Blodgett. And this is the Star Spangled Banner by John Philip Sousa. I found this on the Library of Congress website, and it's an actual recording of the National Marching Band directed by John Philip Sousa in about 1921. Thank you. Well, that seems like a good one to end on. Just like in the 50s, when I was growing up, at the end of the broadcast day, they would either play the national anthem or the Stars and Stripes Forever. So until next time, from the road, this is Jim Blodgett saying, peace.